restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more.
We come now to bring our prayers of thanksgiving and for others to God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you today for your presence with us through all of the changing scenes of our lives. And this morning we come in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, to pray for the world, to pray for the community, to pray for our families and friends, to pray for ourselves. Lord, we pray today for those who are weary in body, mind and soul. Lord of all life, renew their strength and refresh their spirits. Lord, we pray for those whose daily work hangs heavy upon them, who find great stress and pressure. And Lord, in these uncertain times, we pray for those who have come through times of furlough, those who have lost their jobs, those who really don't know what the future is going to bring for them. Lord of life, renew their strength and refresh their spirits. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering, battling against illness, wrestling with infirmity, crushed by physical disability, or enduring long-term physical or emotional pain. Lord of life, renew their strength and refresh their spirits. Lord, we pray for those who have lost their enthusiasm for life, those who are depressed and downhearted, those who are mentally ill, those who are sad and disillusioned, frightened and anxious. For all of those for whom just getting through another day has become an effort. Lord of life, renew their strength and refresh their spirits. Lord, we pray for those who have nothing to sustain their hope, those whose dreams have been crushed by the harsh realities of life, who struggle with doubt and uncertainty, whose faith in you and in the future has been battered. Lord of life, renew their strength and refresh their spirits. Lord, draw near to all through Christ. Grant the peace of your presence, the healing of your touch, the blessing of your guidance, and the assurance of your constant love, so that all who are weary may walk in hope and look forward in faith. And in the silence of these moments, we bring our own prayers to you. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. And as Jesus taught his first followers to pray, so now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Amen. We worship God again together in praise. Following that, there will be a benediction and then a final sung blessing. We worship God again together now. Before we share together in the words of our benediction, we'd like to ask for your help with something. We would like to make up a list of people who we know don't have access to the internet. What I'm hoping to do is put together a written sheet that can be distributed with reflection and prayer and any news that people might be missing simply because they don't have access to Facebook or they're not listening to online worship. If you know of anyone who usually comes around our congregation who falls into that category, can you firstly ask their permission for their name to be added to this list? And if they're happy for that to happen, can you give their name to your elder? Or you can email it to me or contact Vanessa at the church office. And that would be great because we know that many people are finding information out online through the church website and Facebook page. But we're also very aware that some people will be missing this information and we want to be as inclusive as possible. And now we share together in the words of the benediction. The blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Once again.